Welcome to the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program.
Sean Kenny filling in for Samantha Smith, and we're joined by Bob Wilson. I think this is the Walking Dead segment. As Bob is sick, I am sick. Stay away from Sean and Bob this weekend.
This has been a horrible season for us. We've already gone through a bout of the flu and again, and yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm not drinking enough orange juice, apparently, but I'm glad we're doing this over the phone so we don't share germs.
I was going to say, we probably could have did it live because we're already sick, so I don't think you can make the sick even sicker, but we're going to play it safe today. Hey, we got a lot of good things to talk about. One thing I want to talk to you about was the recent Chamber Coffee, and I'll tell you what, this thing is really building momentum. We had over, I think, 30, 35, maybe 40 people at the Perry Hy-Vee, and we're getting set for another one coming up next week.
Yes, this is it's a fun new format. You know, we're trying to, you know, in the past we had some great coffees, but I didn't see a lot of networking going on. And Mackenzie McFarland from Dallas County Hospital came onto the board recently and shared some ideas with me about maybe changing the format, and we went with that. And that's the neat part about getting new board members and, you know, having active board members. Changing it up never hurts. So what we do is we give them a chance to introduce themselves, maybe brag a little bit, share a little bit about something going on in their business, or maybe they have a need for volunteers. Who knows? But it's been fun, and introducing Matt Roy to the community was really neat, and he's an active board member now. We served a Wednesday fellowship meal together yesterday, and he got his first experience with the rec center. So that's what it's all about, getting out and about in the community.
And the next event for folks to come out and network will be at AccuJet, where they're never shy of words out there. You go visit the friendly folks at AccuJet, I guarantee you it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, you know, and I love AccuJet. They support everything we do and about everything in the community, too, which is impressive. So, and it's a good story. You know, Mindy and Kyle are from Perry grads as well and giving back to the community they grew up in. So we're happy to support them, and they support us so well. So come out to AccuJet. It's always the second Friday of the month from 8 to 9 at various locations.
The neat thing about these chamber coffees, it sounds like reservations are filling up fast. So if you are a business that wants to take advantage of one of these Friday morning coffees, they better get a hold of you to get some type of time slot reserved here in the next few months.
Yeah, we're a long way down the calendar year, but we still have a few. But, yeah, get a hold of me. They're fun. They're exciting. I really think it's a great opportunity for the membership, and they are open to the public, too, if you want to find more out about the chamber. So it's a win-win.
One of the exciting parts about the Perry community, we're having a number of ribbon cuttings, and that continues that same week, I believe the day before, March 9th. And bring your gym shorts, bring your sneakers, get ready to work out at this ribbon cutting.
Yeah, Snap Fitness. And I'll tell you what, if I feel like I do today, I am not bringing my gym shoes. But Sean and Sherry Welch, great community supporters. We're going to do that from 8:30 to 9:30 on the 9th. The actual ribbon will be cut at 9 o'clock. But what's neat about this is they've been around, obviously, for a long time, but it's a new location. Come check out what they've done. Amazing new equipment. I've seen lots of pictures. Obviously, my physique shows I haven't hit the gym hard enough yet, but you know, it's a great amenity that it's available to the community. And again, Sean and Sherry are such great supporters, so we're happy to promote them. And we'll come on out. There'll be light refreshments, and you could I bet you'll learn something.
Now, the rumor on the street, Bob, is that I heard they're going to do a before and after photo of me and you just to show how Snap Fitness works. So I don't know if that's true, but that's the rumor on the streets I've been hearing.
Hey, I don't want to scare people away, so how about just a picture of you? That'll be just fine. More people will show up. So.
No,
it would be fun, though. And, you know, a little community challenge like that, you hear some communities doing that, and it's exciting. So
something
we'll
to
see.
Keep in mind, yeah, maybe down the road sometime. Hey, we have a, speaking of down the road, the Chamber Dinner is coming up, and we want to get details out there for folks who are wanting to sign up for that, and let's get the date, the time, and what that process entails.
We're going April 11th. At La Poste again this year. To kick off around 6 or 5:30 to about 6 would be social hour, and then we'll sit down for a dinner. And the most important part about that evening is the awards. We give away a handful of awards, and that's what I really want to get out there today. We've gotten some nominations for Business of the Year, a couple for Volunteer of the Year, a couple for Individual of the Year. This is your opportunity to let us know of the people that are making a difference in the community. And that's what we want to do. We want to celebrate. You know, there's so many great things going on that, you know, the 10 board members don't know everything. So help us out. Send a nomination in, and let us know who's worthy of winning an award.
Two of the big categories are the Individual of the Year and the Business, as you talked about. What makes a good individual and what makes a good nominee for the business?
Sean Kenny, you're a former winner. You're perfect. It's somebody that gives back to the community on multiple levels, supports all things Perry, and is a positive presence, both for the individual and for the businesses. And that's just it. The more positive things we can do, the better. You know, we don't have time for negativity. So someone that celebrates the community, supports things, and just, you know, makes it a better place to live, work, and play.
Bob Wilson is our guest, the Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, as we focus on Let's Talk Dallas County. Just about a minute left, Bob, and you mentioned the positivity. I've been hearing a lot of it around the streets of Perry. There's so much happening with the cultural arts and what La Poste has been able to generate. The 100-plus people for Perry continues to garner momentum. They just dished out a huge amount of money toward the Perry Library and some future plans. So a lot of good things happening. You have to like the vibe as we head into the spring months.
Oh, the Chamber, we're happy. I mean, it takes a whole community effort, and that's the beauty, is this community gets behind itself. There's a lot of community supporters that want to see everybody succeed. So, you know, downtown's looking great. Lots of construction going on down in the corner there, and 1st and Willis and 2nd and Warford there, and, you know, 2nd and Willis. But, you know, it's exciting. And the Scottish Fox is a new retail shop down there. Ben's 5 and Dime's going strong with Betsy Peterson opening a gallery a year ago. So, you know, times are exciting, and this is the time to keep pushing forward. Let's not focus on the negative, all positive, and see where we can go.
All right, Bob, we appreciate the time. Get better, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, it's been a little throwback.
It is. Deja vu a little bit. Sound a little younger on the radio from the last time we talked. How's that work?
I know I look a lot better on the radio now, too. So
that's the way to do it. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Sean.
That was today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.